Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Welcome back to Coffee Break Clinic, which we've just named it. So if it wasn't called Coffee Break Clinic the last time round, that's because I've just come up with the idea. So the first thing to say about Coffee Break Clinic is, yes, I do drink coffee. OK, I'm just going to get that out there now. I only have one a day, and we've just had a massive conversation with Vic over here, who was... Were you an actual barista?
Yeah, I was a barista.
She's a barista, you see. So, and actually, inadvertently, and she's a guru on coffee. I'm not. OK, tea, yes, coffee, no. So anyway, we're in Coffee Break Clinic. So what we're doing in Coffee Break Clinic is we pick up on a health condition, and I talk about it. Now, it has to be caveated at the beginning that I am not a Western practitioner and I do not pretend to be one, okay? And I never give this advice on the basis that you should ignore your GP or your consultant or any, you must always go to your Western practitioner, okay? But there's another angle and it's quite useful to know. And I kind of call it the other side of the custard cream, okay? And the point of Coffee Break Clinic is that we sit with your custard cream in the safe zone. This information is when you would talk to your GP and said, I heard this woman on Spotify talking about this other stuff, and I want your GP to say, that won't do any harm. Okay, and if your GP says that will do you harm because your GP, you are physically in front of your GP or consultant and you are not with me, then you must listen to your GP and you have to do what they say. But if it doesn't do any harm and it's safe to do so, because there are always contraindications to everything, let me explain our angle from things. So today's... conversation is slip discs. This is for, is this for you or for someone?
It's for me.
It's for Vic. Right, here is Meridian Man. Complete. Unfortunately, he doesn't have Action Man pants on, so you get to see, the first thing you see is his willy, and it's, but let's just get that out of the way, okay? So Meridian Man is a bit of an icon, especially in my community, once we've all stopped laughing at his assets. So basically, the most important thing about Meridian Man is what's going on down his back in this instance. Now, there are a whole load of lines that go down either side of his spine. Now, these are the meridian channels, in this particular instance, of the bladder. Now, why do we care about that? Because the bladder is connected in Chinese medicine to the kidney. And the kidney, okay, has a, so there's a relationship. It's all part of the water element, okay? They're together. Now, the kidney is the dominant organ and the bladder is like the secondary organ. So the bladder is kind of the kidney's sidekick, okay? And basically, the kidney has got all... So the kidney will draw energy out of the bladder channel if it needs it, and it will dump crap into the bladder channel if it needs to. So it's just basically a bit of a sort of dog's body for the kidney. Now, what's this all about? Because in Chinese medicine, if you've listened to some of the earlier episodes, I've said to you that these key organs, of which the kidney is one, are responsible for all of the health of your body. Like in our medicine, they're like empires, okay? And they have more responsibilities than we have been led to understand from the West. And that's fine, okay? So one of the things is that the kidney is responsible for bones. 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 Okay, so the kidneys are responsible, of course, for the urine and all of the stuff that we know in the West. But in Chinese medicine, the low frequency is fear. Its high frequency is wisdom. It's responsible for the hair on your head. It's responsible for your bone health. It's responsible for your fertility and for your aging process. And what you'll notice in the aging process is that as one gets older and one doesn't look after one's health or doesn't own one's health correctly, the bones start to go in like this. The body starts to curve inwards because the kidney energy depletes. Okay, and as it depletes, it starts to do this. And when the kidney is strong, it's got will. Okay, it's got will. So when you see sort of like strong like this, that's a strong kidney, full of will, because that's its other energy frequency. So when, now the other thing about kidneys is that they are also massively impacted by overwork and stress. Ah, now everyone watching this is going to think, well, I'm overworked and I'm stressed. Yeah, exactly, exactly. And we didn't know that that was affecting our kidneys probably. I mean, maybe some of you did, but most of us don't. Most of us don't realise that. When I talk to patients in clinic about the kidneys and how to support their kidneys, they go, oh, I need to drink more water. And I look at them and I think, well, that's sort of it. But actually, and yes, you must drink water. We'll do water another time. But yet people know that. But if it was just a question of drinking more water, I see loads of people drinking loads of water these days. Everyone's like lugging gallons of water. Okay. But what actually do kidneys need that we didn't realise? Rest. Dramatic pause. I'm owning these pauses. Rest, rest. Everyone's like, what? What? I don't know anything about rest. I was like, yes, rest. And do you want to know when kidneys need rest the most? Now, this is the best bit. When I say this to people in clinic, they look at me as if I've literally just like asked them to go and climb Mount Everest. When should you rest? In the middle of the afternoon. I can't do that. Oh my God, I've got so much to do. I know. Let's not go there yet. Let's just know the knowledge first and then we'll work out how the hell we're going to get that to happen. Right. They need to rest. Because why? Because the kidney time of day, the water element time of day, is between 3 PM and 7 PM. And therefore, what the kidneys actually want is, and guess when you feel that you're most tired? In the middle of the afternoon. That it's called the afternoon slump. Because your kidneys are tired. And like your stomach saying, I'm hungry, therefore need food, your kidneys are saying, I'm tired, therefore I need rest. And what do? We override them. We go and have a coffee, which is what I've just had, because I can't have a rest because I'm doing this. So luckily I meditated on the way here, so it's all good. But the point is that without knowing that piece of information, what we do is override it, knacker out our kidneys. So what happens? You don't give them the rest they're asking for. So what do? They need energy. That's what they're asking for. But you're not giving it to them. You're giving them caffeine and sugar, probably, which means you're actually making their life worse, okay, because they have to process all of that. So they're going, and you're going, here, have some absolute crap. Have the absolute opposite of what you're asking for. And they're going, Okay, so what do you think happens? You're overriding them. So they're, you know, bless your kidneys. Somehow they struggle on and they keep going all the way through to your middle age and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And they take the energy from something. Right. Where are they going to take it from? Well, your hair, quite likely, which is why so many people are losing their hair these days, because there's that. Because why? Because that's quite a long way away. So that's the first, because the organs have to keep going. You have to keep going. And then what else can the kidneys do? They will go inwards. They will draw the energy out of the bones. Now, they don't want to. Trust me, they don't. If you start to do the techniques I'm teaching you, you will find that things will get better. So in the case of slipped disc, what's happening is the kidneys are drawing the energy out of the bones, but they're also drawing the energy out of the bladder channel that's going either side of the spine in this particular instance. Now, it could be other bits of the bones. It could be knees, it could be hips, it could be joints. The body has many different ways of doing what it needs to do. That's likely to be constitutional / lifestyle. Okay, so if you say to me, oh, my dad had slipped disc and my granddad had slipped disc, so slipped discs run in my family, that's why I've got a slipped disc. I'm like, okay, the way your body has learned to deal with the fact that you're not giving it what it needs is likely in this instance to be hereditary, but it could be lifestyle. It could be you just sat down for too long, okay, or lifting heavy things. But it's the hereditary pattern can be hereditary, but actually you not giving your kidneys what they need at the right moment in time and looking after them properly is actually the root of the problem. So in the case of slipped discs, what's happening is the kidneys are drawing their energy out of the bones, in this instance, the spine, okay, and they're drawing it in via the bladder channel, which is now ceasing to be full of energy, like a big flowing river, like this. Right? So it's leaching, okay? And then what happens is, because this channel is so important either side of the spine, okay? Because if this channel is strong, the spine is upright. Upright chi. Huh, okay, like strong. But when it's not, it starts to kind of weaken and it starts to kind of do this. Then what happens is the discs start slipping about because the energy frequency isn't there underpinning the very structure of the body. This, for any Western people out there going, hang on a minute, what about this, what about that? Naming, all sorts of things. I'm like, yes, I understand all that too. Trust me, we've had to learn it all. But it's the energy that underpins the musculoskeletal system of the body under it. Without the energy flowing like strong rivers through the body, these meridian, look at meridian, man, all of these energy flows. This is the energy flow of your body. It's invisible. But trust me, it's there. We are no longer in the 20th century where we go, I can't see it, therefore it doesn't exist. Okay, that's not true. Okay, we have Wi-Fi. Okay, you feel energy. You feel it. You felt it when I did the meditations with you. You feel it flowing when I do the tapping with you. And if it's not flowing smoothly, you feel that too. And in the case of TMJ that we did last time, it's blocked and it's clogging up. And in the case of the slip disc, it's weakening. It's weakening. And therefore things are wobbling about. So obviously you must consult your doctor. You must not just listen to this and just go, right, so Katie just says I need to have a rest in the afternoon and therefore I won't have a slip disc. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is understand that there's this other bit of frequency that sits underneath your physical body. And it's the other side of the custard cream. Do this too. Do this as well. Do your physio, see your consultant, use all the techniques that you've been taught to do, but understand that if you're knackering your kidneys, your body will suffer. And that's what owning your health is all about. I don't want you suffering. I want you feeling really good. I want people to write in and go, oh my God, I did the tapping and it totally worked. I'm like, oh, I know. I love saying I know. Oh my God, I love it. I love it. My kids, we call it sausages, because imagine having me as a mother when you're not well as a child. I'm like, do this, you didn't do that, don't do that. I told you not to do that. I told you if you went out with wet hair, you'd get sick. I told you to put shoes on. I told you to wear slippers. And so they now call it sausages because I can't be bothered to say I told you so. I want you to tell me that this is working for you. And if it's not, then we have to go deeper. That's what this is all about. So hopefully, is that clarified slip discs? How exciting is that?
I just want to make it clear that James, so I will be now taking an afternoon nap.
Absolutely. Afternoon naps is... Actually, I didn't really go fully into, if I may, on this bit, about, okay, well, so I've given you a really good explanation here on the coffee break clinic about, okay, so this is about energy flow underpinning it. So basically, your kidneys are tired. If you've got a slip disc, it's because your kidneys are off whack. There you go. There's the North Star. So the next question is, okay, so what do I do to fix my kidneys quickly? Okay, it's easy for me to sit here and go, you need to have a rest in the afternoon, because everyone stares at me in disbelief going, well, that's literally not possible. And I understand that, me too. Like, it's the middle of the afternoon right now and I ain't resting. I'm like performing. So I should be doing this at like 11 in the morning, but you know, I live in Somerset, so I had to get here. So, but anyway, the point is that there is a kidney fact sheet. This is where it all starts to get quite straightforward. There's a kidney fact sheet. It's free. I wrote it. I'm really proud of it. Please download it, because I spent hours on it. I actually cried over it. I cried over that book. This book, many times. I cried in frustration and joy many times writing this book. So it really makes me happy when people download this stuff and actually like read about it, because there's a lot you can do to support your kidneys. Okay. And resting is ideal. So if you can, try and do it. I recommend to offices to have a quiet room. It's okay to go and spend 10 minutes relaxing. It's okay. We need to have permission, which is what we were talking about earlier. We need, you know, what is it? Captain Mannering and Pike, permission to relax, sir. Like, you need permission to have a quiet space. It's okay. You're allowed to rest. Anyway, we'll put a link in the description for the fact sheet. Okay, so the fact sheet today is all about your slip discs, and bottom line is you need to download the kidney fact sheet and it will give you loads and loads of information. And by the way, there is masses of content that is already on Instagram and TikTok and here on YouTube that that supports all this stuff. It's not like I'm new to this. I've been doing it for like 10 years. So put me out of my misery. There's loads of it there. And that was Coffee Break Clinic, all on slip discs.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.